it's the state you don't want to be. It's in an extraordinarily difficult situation that, of course, much of it is the result of years and years and years of, quite frankly, avoiding some choices that are appearing to come to a head. Those years and years of choices, of course, in particular relate to pensions and other, you know, other budgetary matters as well. So that, you know, the combination of very large unfunded liabilities and a pretty clear court decision that says they're supposed to be paid puts, I think, Illinois in a more difficult situation than probably any other state.
And Don, if you could just go over real quickly the worst case scenario for Illinois if they don't get this situation resolved, what will happen in the next several years?
Well, Illinois has gone many, many years of paying far less than what actuaries recommend. It is not alone in underpaying its contributions, but it is an extraordinary outlier. Only New Jersey, I think, comes close in terms of the extent to which it has chosen not to pay what the actuaries have requested. I mean, the court was very clear that these pensions have to be paid. You know, so there are a variety of worst-case scenarios. They include, you know, significant tax increases or significant service cuts or significant infrastructure cuts or some combination of all those things, none of which is good for the economy. You can drive people to and businesses to neighboring states with higher taxes. You can harm the needy with cuts in services. You can damage, if you will, the productive potential of your economy through cuts in infrastructure. We'd all like to think that you can solve these problems by eliminating waste and abuse. Undoubtedly, in every government budget, there's an opportunity for some of that, but not of the magnitude we're talking. You know, there are also scenarios under which, given enough years, the fund runs out of cash. So it's a dire situation.
What are some other states that have had to deal with pretty significant public pension shortfalls, and what have they tried to do to alleviate the problems in those states?
To get at that unfunded liability, quite frankly, you either have to cut benefits for retirees or benefits already earned by the existing workforce. That's a very difficult thing to do politically and legally. What is easiest to do is changing benefits for new hires. And that's, quite frankly, the vast majority of what's been done. Virtually all states have changed pension benefits or pension funding rules in some manner since the recession. And there have been some exceptions to that where, in particular, COLAs, the cost of living adjustments, or in Illinois, it's not really a cost of living adjustment, but the escalator on pensions. There have been some cases where those have been cut, and that really does reduce the unfunded liability somewhat.